Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And he said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why'd you doubt?" Now, don't look at this the wrong way. What does it mean, little faith? He came up short of transversing the distance between him and Jesus. Why? Because his faith was short. He had enough faith to start the trip. But he ran out of faith halfway there. See, things are not just according to the will of God. They're according to our faith. They're not just according to the power of God and what God can do. It's according to our faith. Little faith ran short. But the Lord in His mercy spared him. Why did you doubt? Shows his faith was reasonable. His doubt was not. His doubt was unreasonable. That's what he's saying. What reason did you have? You can say, well, the wind. Well, it was blowing like that before you got out of the boat. Well, it was the waves. Well, the waves were kicking like that before you ever set one foot out of the boat. Yeah. It's not reasonable to doubt. Somebody say, doubt is unreasonable. What about faith? We got the most solid thing in the world. Right. Is that right? Yes. Reason to believe. Right. The one who created the heavens and the earth gave us a word. The one who created our body gave us a word. Didn't he? He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. By his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. And I received that. I don't have to feel it. I believe I received that. And I call my body what he says it is. Come on, can you say amen?
Amen.
And I don't just do it when I feel better or look better. I'm going to keep the switch of faith turned on. Hallelujah. And that'll keep the power of God working till I complete my journey from point A to point B. If you mess up, find yourself in a bad shape, cry out, "Lord, save me," but get that switch back on. Yes. Get that switch back on and keep it on. Yes. How does faith talk? Faith talks positive. Yes. Faith is not talking about trying to get God to finish something. Faith is not just focusing on when I feel better and look better. Faith is calling those things that be not as though they were. Yes. Just like Abraham did. Yes. Amen. Faith is making plans to live a full life. Is that right? Full life. And when I say full, I don't just mean full length of days. I mean full ability. Not restricted. Not limited. Not hindered. But can do everything we need to do for as long as we need to do it in this life until us and the Lord get good and ready for us to go. Not before. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to Romans 4, please, and I think we'll close with this. Thanks be to God. Somebody say past tense, past tense. Does this help you today? I tell you, there were years I didn't understand what I'm sharing with you right now, and it troubled me and it bothered me. But it was a great answer the day the Lord helped me to see this. That people will say, you know, you see individuals that were good people, and you knew they knew some things about healing and miracles and faith, and they had some results. But then later on, they went down quick, and it just, you think, man. People say, well, they didn't have faith. Well, it's obvious they had faith in some other things. Come on, can you see that? Even in previous manifestations of their healing, but I don't care if it's you or me or Peter. You can be having a miracle, and you can turn and focus on the wrong thing and turn your faith off. And I mean, when the only thing between you and drowning is the power of God holding you up, how long does it take to drown? How long does it take to go down if the power of God's not in manifestation? Can you see that? So no, how many understand? No judging at all. No trying to think, well, I'd have done this, right? Yeah, but you ain't there.
That's right.
So quit talking so big.
That's true.
Show us something where you are right now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and like we said, you know, if you did go early, well, that ain't the worst thing that ever happened.
No.
You're saved.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But we don't have to be robbed of our days either. We got a job to do. There's a reason why we're here. We need to finish our work. We need to run our whole race, finish our whole course. That's the will of God. In Romans, are you there? The fourth chapter. Romans 4 and we'll look at 18. Talking about Abraham, we've seen this before. I want to go over it again. We'll back up to verse 17. As it is written, I've made you, God told Abram, I've made you. I've what?
Made you.
I'm soon going to.
No.
No. I'm in the process of making you. No, no, no. I have made you a father of many nations. At this point, they had no child of their own. But this is how God functions. If God had to wait to see it before he believed it, there wouldn't be no planets. There wouldn't be no me and you. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and does what? Calls those things which be not as though they're about to be, as though they were. Who against hope or expectation believed in expectation that he might become, experience the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Keep going. And being not weak in faith, he what? How did he avoid what happened to Peter?
He wasn't weak in faith.
How did he not get weak in faith? Because he wouldn't consider. Consider means to look at, to focus on, to think about. He wouldn't let himself and he wouldn't let other people pull him into talking about how old he is and how old Sarah is, how she couldn't conceive when she was a young woman. He wouldn't focus on that. He wouldn't consider that. And by refusing to look at the wind and the waves and his body and her body, he stayed strong and didn't weaken, didn't turn off the switch of faith. Considered not. Somebody say, considered not, consider not, consider not. Can you make a good confession in the morning and consider your symptoms the rest of the day and stay in faith? You cannot. You cannot. Will the power of God be manifested in that situation? It will not. Can you make a good confession and call your bills paid and then worry about them the rest of the day? You can't. That's not faith. That's not how it works. That's where the good fight of faith comes in. You're not fighting trying to get God to do something. What are you fighting? Casting down. Imagination. Come on, can you see this? Imaginations and thoughts. You're not going to make it. This is worse. You're getting worse. You're not going to come out. I mean, those are the thoughts you got to fight. You're not going to be able to pay your bills. You can't look at that and entertain that. You can't just sit in your chair and start crying over that. Or elsewise, you're going under.
Yeah.
You have turned off the switch of faith. You got to resist that. You got to stand against that. You got to say, oh yes, oh yes, we're coming out. You watch and see. We have received. Right? I call every bill paid. I call every need met. I call my immune system strong. I call my body healed. You've got to resist all the stuff that'll come against your mind. Verse 20. He staggered not. That's the same word as waver. Right. That's the same Greek word for waver. Right. He wavered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. How did he avoid getting weak? He refused to look at that other stuff. How did he get strong? He, every morning, noon, and night, he just kept focusing on what God told him. I have made you. The Father, it didn't look like it. It didn't feel like it. It seemed impossible. But friend, God does miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you need to, you can walk on the water. Yes. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you can walk on the water all the way to Jesus. You get arm in arm with him and get safe on the shore. You can. But you can't look at the problems. You can't think about it. You can't talk about it. You can't focus about it. You got to keep your eyes on him. You got to look unto Jesus. You got to consider him. You got to keep talking about what he told you, what he said. I mean, you couldn't say it too much. He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. By his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. And you can emphasize every word. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I. You see what this is doing for you? I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. Then you hit all of them. By his stripes I was healed. The enemy will go, yeah, but you say, never mind you. Shut up. Shut up. I can't afford to turn this power off because that's the only thing keeping me from seeking right now. I can't afford to look at that. No, Jesus, me and you. Me and you, I'm coming to you. I'm coming all the way. We're doing this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand on your feet if you would. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.